Hi, welcome to podcast number 3 of Swami Z and Vicky Live. Vicky and Swami live in an old house. Vicky owns it, and Swami moved in to heal her of her suffering. But now his energy really prevails in the household. He is established in the kitchen, which symbolically is where the teachings are concocted and dispensed, in this case via delicious cookies. But Vicky and Swami spend a lot of time at their old wooden kitchen table, little straight back chairs, and there's usually a tea kettle on the boil and old mugs in which they pour their tea. And in the middle, there's a plate of cookies, usually made that day, gooey with chocolate chips. Generally, Swami and Vicky are engaged in some kind of a teaching deal that Swami knows about and Vicky gets frustrated by, which in a way is how all spiritual teachings work. Somebody was saying recently that to be around a group of students gathered around a teacher, that it's like being in a little bag of stones, and just the very movement of the stones in the bag polishes the stones. And so Vicky and Larry, Jim and Rose and all the other students that might drop in to hear Swami spout wisdom of the questionable kind, they're getting polished. So this morning, they're sitting at the kitchen table and they have their aches and pains. You know, Swami is, I don't know, Vicky doesn't know his exact age, but he certainly has an ancient look about him, even though his old eyes sparkle with humor. And Vicky ain't no spring chicken herself. But there's such a feeling of comfort that travels between the two of these people. Swami, who just popped into Vicky's life and came to stay, and Vicky herself, who is maddeningly dense and yet so open that the teachings are seeping into her in spite of herself. So I'm going to read 2 brief essays from a guru in the guest room. So settle back and take a deep centering breath so that when I do these little readings, you can experience a moment of your own letting go. So this first one is called Holding the Bag. Swami, I said in a fit of pique, why don't you move along? Don't you have someone else to mystify besides me? Oh, you're the only game in town for me, he said with a goofy little grin. Besides, he said as he ate his 5th cookie of the morning, if you looked inside your own mind, I wouldn't have to do it. Just look, and like the wind, it's gone. Thoughts would disappear, and so would you. Right, like those cookies I just opened. His little tummy was bulging with cookies, and I was left holding the bag. Pecan Sandies, my favorite. And this one is called Initiation. Today is my birthday, and Swami Z has promised to give me a new name. I'm wearing orange, if that's a clue. Close your eyes, said Swami, as he spun me around 3 times. I felt a cool pressure around the area of my 3rd eye. Had I been accepted as a sannyasin? Eagerly, I jumped to my usual conclusions, hitting my knee on a kitchen chair. I hobbled over to Swami, and he gave me a bear hug and pointed to the mirror hanging in the dining room. I eagerly hopped in there to take a look, anticipating a tilak on my forehead at least. I went right to the mirror, and I don't think Swami will mind me sharing this. I am now Naval Sun-Kissed number 3107. I have arrived. I am nobody. Thank you for listening, and come back soon.